Jackson Square is New Orleans's original city square, a gathering place that saw everything from parades to executions. Under the French, it was called the Place d'Armes. Under the Spanish, the Plaza de Armas. The square remains an active hub for city life today. It hosts everything from weddings to Christmas caroling to political protests to festivals, like French Quarter Fest in April and Satchmo Fest in August. The statue of Andrew Jackson, the 7th U.S. president, was put here in 1856. It was installed after his death, but planned long before. Jackson himself placed a cornerstone in 1840. The choice of Jackson related less to his presidency than to his local claim to fame, his role as Major General in the Battle of New Orleans, the final battle in the War of 1812. The war came in the midst of already troubled times. The United States had bought New Orleans and the Louisiana Territory just 12 years before, and the city was rife with resentments between the old Creole population and the American newcomers. But it was a booming port, and that made it an ideal target for a British invasion. The city was poorly defended, having only an inexperienced militia and a handful of combat-ready ships. General Jackson was credited with unifying Creole and American locals, militiamen from other parts of the United States, the nation's first battalion of free people of color, local Native Americans, and even the Lafitte brothers, the famous and influential pirates, into an effective patchwork fighting force. The British also made serious tactical missteps. They were unfamiliar with the marshy terrain and didn't know how to move artillery through so much mud. And the bright, easily recognizable uniforms worn by officers made it easy for Jackson, whose strategy was more about effectiveness than dignity, to have the leadership picked off first. The locals had a surprising and lopsided victory, with British casualties around 2,000 and American casualties under 100. News later came that the peace treaty had already been signed, placing the Battle of New Orleans outside the boundaries of the war, but the battle still brought different types of New Orleanians onto the same team for the first time, and the story went a long way towards helping General Jackson become President Jackson. There's a popular idea that equestrian statues speak in a kind of code, telling the fate of the person depicted by whether the horse is on 2, 3, or 4 feet. By that understanding, the position of this horse, rearing up on two legs, would indicate that Jackson died in battle, which he didn't. There was no special meaning to rearing equestrian statues at the time this one was made, because this one was a first. Specifically, its sculptor Clark Mills was the first to figure out how to keep 20,000 pounds of bronze balanced on two small hooves. This is one of four copies made from the same cast. You can see the original on the White House grounds in Washington, D.C. But even that one is meant to portray Jackson surveying troops before the Battle of New Orleans, something he did right on the ground where you're standing. Looking down from Jackson himself, you can see an inscription on the side of the pedestal facing the cathedral. The Union must and shall be preserved. This is a paraphrased quote from Jackson. In the late 1820s and early 1830s, well before the American Civil War, and a time when Union just meant the country, South Carolina was at the center of some disagreements over tariffs and about whether states could nullify federal laws within their borders. This argument shook up the country to the point that the vice president resigned and both the U.S. and South Carolina started to prepare for violence. But a shaky compromise was reached and civil war was averted. While this was all underway, Jackson attended a celebration of Thomas Jefferson's birthday, where he gave a toast saying, "Our federal union, it must be preserved." Many years later, another secession movement, again led by South Carolina, took hold, leading to the American Civil War. New Orleans was occupied early on, and Benjamin Butler, the U.S. general in charge of the occupation, saw a statue of Andrew Jackson in the middle of town and had this, his paraphrased memory of a Jacksonian anti-secession quote, added to the pedestal. From here, looking toward the cathedral, head left toward the park gate that's under a large live oak tree. Get a look at the long building just outside the gate.